Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about to get unruly.
Order in the court.
It's Rivalry Week. Ducks. Beavers. This is a Rivalry Week edition of the firm of Harris and Meringue. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup.
Sadiq in motion to the right. Going to pitch it to Lamar going left, and he will stroll into the end zone. Touchdown, Oregon.
Keeping the peace from 10 to 1 on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right, two down, one to go here. Starting a nice little nooner here. After this, you'll get Ducks Insider with Joey Mack, followed by the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then Primetime 3 to 7 to take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous live, local, regional sports radio.
It's the good stuff.
Mo Salah with a goal for Liverpool against Atletico Madrid.
They're not going to give it to him.
That's probably an own goal.
No, it's
but we are officially.
It's a deflection off your guy.
Oh, is it Andy?
Yeah,
I think it's Andy.
Yeah,
the Scottish boy.
Yeah,
Andy Robertson.
He immediately pointed to his chest like mine, mine.
Screw that Mo guy. Yeah. It's mine, Mo. You've had yours.
Mm-hmm. I do love that in soccer the claiming of the goal. No, mine.
Wow, there's a lot of gambling going on.
Yeah,
like you think football in this. Country has a lot of gambling.
Oh, no way. The country that used to that started having gambling sponsors in like the 1980s in their jerseys. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they gamble a lot on football. Yeah. Football. But if you're curious, Liverpool up 1-0 on Atletico Madrid. I really don't like those guys. Coming up this hour, we'll get into year potential 7 for a quarterback in college football. And why I might be selling myself, and I'm curious, Danny, if you're here too.
That's got to be cheap.
Can this team finally do it? Can Cristobal exercise his demons, and maybe this is the reason why he can? And that's goal number 2, this time by Mo Salah.
There you go. In Cristobal's sake of exercising those demons, are you saying the power of Cristobal compels you?
Yes. Okay. The power of Cristobal consumes you.
That's got to be on a t-shirt, like, now. Instead of touchdown Jesus, touchdown Christobal.
Well, was it Josh Pate that said on Dirt and Sprague that if Oregon were to meet Bama in the playoff and lose again, it would be Oregon's 0-4 against DeBoer, and those t-shirts need to be made immediately.
Oh, God.
I love a good t-shirt.
Again, look, man, was it the guys at Homefield Apparel? They they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do some bangers.
Well,
absolute bangers.
You're familiar with Dabo Swinney, correct?
I am. As I've said, closet Dabo fan.
You know, I really tried to talk myself into being a Dabo fan this year. And I think I was doing a good job of it. You know, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm rooting for the guy. He's being a curmudgeon about the new game, and he's got some issues that I don't love either. He is a red ass, but
he's had some really good teams with some really good players and plays a brand of football that I really like.
Mm-hmm. He's been to 4 national championships and won 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked his team going into this year. Now, how quickly my mind changed after losing 2 games and making me look like a fool by picking them to win the national championship. But if this feels very calculated from his standpoint about coming to the podium to basically yell at people not asking for him to be fired. Why do you have to do, like, is that your own way to motivate yourself? Like, Dan Lanning is a motivate guy. He is a chip on his shoulder, right? He's like, what he does. But he's never, I can't see Lanning going to a podium and being like, oh, you don't like what I'm doing here? Oh, you don't think I'm cool?
Well, let's see what Lanning looks like after he wins two national titles.
And this is what it sounds like coming from Dabo when asked, I got a couple clips for you, asked, what's so bad about our program?
What's so bad about our program? What's so bad about it? Like, what's so bad about the worst season that we've had 14 years? How many programs in college football would sign up for, and only once, 14 years of 9 wins? How many programs would sign up for that? And the playoffs, we all talk about, we've been 7 times in 10 years. Who can say that? If we stink because we haven't played for the national championship since January of 20, well, I guess we stink. Or we haven't won it since January of 19. We haven't won the national championship. Well, then I guess we stink. But why are we held to a different standard from all these other teams out there?
Is anybody saying that?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah, locally, regionally, they are. They are.
Look, I think it's a little bit of a disappointment in what's going on right now in the two losses. But I'm not ready to sit here and say Dabo's lost it or the program sucks.
Well, I mean,
it's still a high profile. Look, we talked about it at the beginning of the season. If Dabo wins another title at Clemson, like, stamp his ass to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he already is.
I mean, he already is. But like, I mean,
you put him
like
in
the upper echelon.
You put him as like one of the 5 best college football coaches.
He sits with like Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes and Bear Bryant and Nick Saban.
Like,
yeah.
That's the list.
That's the list. Yeah.
So. But there's another clip in here that I think kind of illustrates this a little bit more. And, you know, they had the close game with Troy, and they dropped the game to LSU, and then they dropped the game totally blanking, who they lose this weekend.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, thank you. Who, again, Georgia Tech, I think, is very, very good this year.
They've proven that, yeah. They're a lot better than we thought.
But I think he – if there's a coach in college football who can kind of double-barrel everybody – it's him and Kirby Smart. That's the list.
Yeah, that is the kind of the list. Yeah,
those are the only guys. Nobody else in college football can be like, you know what? I'm going to need you to shut the hell up.
Yeah, not right now. If Day gets another one, he can double bird.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, all that. And that's what I wonder if I wonder if Dabo's starting to feel the cracks and feel the pressure of being one of the last "quote unquote old timey guys," because a lot of them got out of football because they don't like what the game is.
Do you have the other clip of his record?
Mm-hmm. If they want me gone, if they tired of winning, they can send me on the way because that's all we've done is win. So if they tired of winning, we've won this league 8 out of the last 10 years. Is that not good? I'm just asking. Is that good? I don't know if that's good or not. To win your league 8 out of 10 years, to go to the playoffs 7 out of 10 years, to be in 4 national championships, win it twice. Yeah, we're a little down right now. Take your shots, but I got a long memory in case y'all don't know.
Just like, you can say what you want about Dabo, and you can be like, I don't like him. You can't argue with that.
No.
Has Ohio State won 8 out of the last 10 Big Ten titles?
Yeah.
Have they?
Wait, no. Sorry. And you don't hear it scream. Well, I mean, before the national championship last year, Ryan Day, like, the time was getting real short for him. Now, he won the Natty, which helped him out. I would argue that Harbaugh was kind of getting the same way. So a lot of guys get real close. Look, James Franklin's in this boat right now. Okay, how many Big Ten titles has he won?
Okay.
Squadoosh.
Let's go real quick. Over the last couple of years. These are your Big Ten title winners. Oregon, Michigan, 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 Ohio State, Ohio State, Ohio State, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. They shared title with Michigan State in 2010. So in the last 15 years, Ohio State has 5 in the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. Now, the ACC is not the Big Ten, but my point is he's won 8 of the last 10 ACC titles. He has 2 national titles.
4 appearances. Goes to the playoff frequently.
Does he have a Heisman winner? No.
No, he does not.
Oh, shucks.
But he's got 2 number one overall draft pick quarterbacks.
Oh, right. So it's like, you're like, well, that was what?
And watch someone fall in love with Cade Klubnik in the combine.
But the whole thing is like, and that was what? His last national title was 5 years ago. Not 50, not 15, not 10. It's 5 years.
Yeah.
This isn't a Kirk Ferentz situation where he won the Rose Bowl 10 years ago.
And it's not even a Rose Bowl. It's a Natty. Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't his first.
I like this comment on the YouTube chat. Sad part of this clip is that he's right, but he said it totally wrong. And that's where I'm starting to wonder if the cracks are there, if the foundation of Dabo himself is not there. Because now you're yelling at people. Like, you're yelling at your local media.
I think Saban would have been the exact same way.
You think so?
So, remember, they get in that.
That he'd be like, oh, I guess titles don't mean anything to you.
Saban, let's say he stays another year after miraculously sliding into the college football playoff because of Florida State and whatever thing that happened there. Because they shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Florida State should have been there. We could have that argument, blah, blah, blah. And let's say that Nick Saban comes out and goes 9-4. You don't think Alabama and that fan base doesn't lose their S?
Are you smoking crack?
Are you like, well, does Saban have it anymore? You know what I mean? Like, and you're talking about the greatest college football coach of all time.
But I think that's where the narrative is in college football now. Is that
it's
that
the what have you done for me?
Because the game is so different than it was 5 years
ago. It's what have you done for me lately?
I know, but also the game is so different than it was 5 years ago. That I think we're in a period right now where what have you done for me lately needs to be a little bit on pause.
I don't think it's that different from 5 years ago in the sense of Clemson was not recruiting at the level of Georgia and Bama. Now, they were up there. Don't get me wrong. They were the bag man was strong.
It just took the right influx, the right time.
And the right coach. Yeah. Look, again, I find myself in a weird position of defending Dabo.
Well, you said it. You're a closet Dabo guy. I tried.
I am in the sense of, like, if you're asking me right now if my school had the success over the last 15 years of what Dabo has had at Clemson or anyone else not named Nick Saban, you're insane if you don't take that.
Yeah.
And you have to keep that. Duck fan. Instead of losing those natties, how happy are you to win two of them?
You'd be very, very happy.
And if you came for his neck, you would be an idiot. Now, if they go out there and they win five games, then you can say there's cracks. Mm-hmm. If he finishes the season 9-3, shut up.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I view these. See, it's interesting. You're looking at it from like where the how the media's backlash on it. And I'm kind of looking at it just where his mental psyche is. Is it just it seems so defensive.
Well, it's so reactionary. Like, I don't like Brian Kelly. That question being the first question in a press conference, hey, your offense sucks, after your defense was just insanely good.
This is where we disagree.
It's again, that's not the question you asked there.
I don't need to kiss your ass to get you to give me a good response. I want the meat and potatoes.
No, you don't need to kiss my ass. That's not kissing your ass. That's not the story out of that game. The story of that game is you had five freaking interceptions.
And did nothing with it. That's the first question I want to ask.
No.
Lagway threw five interceptions.
Why?
Because he's not very good.
Or maybe because the defense was in his face the entire game.
I watched that game and I was like, he's got four interceptions right now. If he doesn't have a pick six, they only have 13 points.
That's fine.
His team's but not very good.
The story is that defense is insanely good.
It is really
the
good.
The secondary story is, if the
I think
defense
that's the story
was,
of the season. The story of that game is the offense, in my opinion.
How is the story of the game the offense when you have five interceptions?
Because Florida's terrible, and that's why they
And threw, guess what happened?
And you did nothing with it.
What happened?
They won the game.
Thank you.
Still story out of the game.
If they lose that game, that's the first freaking question.
Your
defense is a world beater. What the hell is going on with your offense?
Your offense turned the ball over five times, and you had
three And you
scores.
Won.
Meh.
And you won.
Meh.
That's all I'm saying. And again,
I'm
that
not
Florida
say
defense.
Agree to disagree.
And that Florida
I really
defense.
Don't like you right now.
That offense might suck. Yeah. That Florida defense is very good.
It was good.
It's very good.
It was good. All right, we come back. Can you get 7 years when you're only allowed to have four? We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what did I do wrong?
We think.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Damn, Jim.
Hey, Peter, man. Check out Channel
9. I'm just vibing the song. I just wanted to keep going.
I saw this, Return to the Mac, and like three other songs that was some like, you know, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, TikTok of like, it's just a song. Anybody born in the 80s was doing like the Vogue dance to it, like from...
Madonna
was also on the list, but it was like A Night at the Roxbury. I was like, yeah, if you were born in the 80s, like there's like five songs like that come on. It's like you're immediately just doing the Night of the Roxbury, like full-on head tilt.
Believe by Cher. I want to give a shout-out to whoever wrote that. I'm going to assume it wasn't Cher.
How dare you assume she doesn't write her own songs?
Just going to go out on a limb there. This show's, one of this show's favorite quarterbacks, Diego Pavia. Am I not mistaken by that? We like ourselves some Diego Pavia.
I like some Diego Pavia.
I think just the moxie and the... You want to talk about talking trash when you ain't got a shot? This guy loves talking trash when you ain't got a shot.
We're going to win a national title.
And sometimes delivers. Well, he ain't going to deliver on the natty.
Yeah.
But they beat South Carolina. That's 2 years in a row, yeah, knocking out a top 10
now,
team.
Now, when they do go, let's see what happens when they go down to old Tuscaloosa.
Oh, I believe. I get it. I know.
I will be seated. That's what I'm saying for that game. I will be seated for that game.
But Diego Pavia is attempting to...
He's not attempting to get a seventh.
Right.
This is to set the precedent.
Correct.
For red shirts and transfers and eligibility. So On3 had the report yesterday that Vanderbilt QB Diego Pavia's attorney has set the stage to challenge the NCAA for a seventh season of eligibility. Diego Pavia responded and quote tweeted it almost immediately with cap, "This is my last year," with a handshake emoji. But what he's trying to do is set the precedent going forward for eligibility. Because eligibility, if you're looking at this from a legal standpoint, eligibility should not exist.
What do you mean?
It should not exist.
How so?
How should it exist?
You can't play in college till you're 30.
Why not? If you are enrolled in pursuing a degree, why not? Give me a good legal reason why.
The way your body is. I don't think there can be 30-year-olds hitting 19-year-olds.
Why not? There's 17-year-olds that aren't.
It's the same rule as to why you have to be in college for a certain amount of years before you go to the NFL.
There's a 29-year-old that Bill Orm did the profile on that was at Southern Oregon playing college basketball last year.
Yeah, but that's at a smaller program, though.
No. Legal standpoint. See, this is what I'm talking about. I know you hate that I'm right.
No, I hate that there's no way I can come up with something that you're going to listen to.
No, I'm listening to you, but like... You can't.
That's a smaller program.
You can't slide the dials.
Dude, this isn't a 32-year-old dude who's the size of Miles Garrett who has decided, I'm going to go to college now for the first time. Oh, and I'm going to suit up for UW's defensive line. That's a whole different situation. Playing basketball at Southern Oregon, this isn't a shot at Southern Oregon. But being 29 years old and playing basketball at Southern Oregon is not being Kevin Durant and deciding, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to Texas this year and play college basketball.
How is it any different than Miles Garrett as Miles Garrett in college football?
Because at Miles Garrett's age in college football, his body was not developed to be the insane psychopath that he is now.
I would disagree with that.
If Miles Garrett were in college football right now, he would end people's lives.
But if he was that good, where would he be?
In the pros.
There you go. Problem solved. If the 32-year-old's good enough, guess where he's at?
I see where you're going. I'm not into it. I think you have a time period. This isn't minor league baseball.
See, but that's the legality of this all.
Because minor league baseball is a professional sport.
Sure.
I mean, it's semi-pro, but
that's why
it's not collegiate.
That's why you have to pick the choice.
Right.
Whether to go to college or go to minors.
Right.
Like, if you go to minors, you can't flip and go back.
I hear it. I'm not into it, though.
I know you're not into it.
Again, it's a body development thing.
But if your body is developed enough and you haven't played professionally, why not?
I guess, okay. I hear you on that. Why not? But I think you're going to find...
Because we had the 48-year-old that played for a D3 school.
But
it's like,
but you're going to find more often than not that that body's developed and you're now going to college, but that body was never going to be at a pro level, so it's not a problem.
Okay, but you could argue right now that Jeremiah Smith is a pro-level body at his age.
I agree, but all bodies are different, and you can't lump them into one. That's why the rule is there to protect the small.
I don't think it's there
to not protect the big.
I don't think it's there to protect anybody other than the NCAA and their money.
Wow. That might be a different conversation, but I do think it's there because you don't want somebody who plays running back for 1 year. You don't want to take one of these kids at Oregon right now who has one good season at Oregon, then goes behind a bad offensive line in the NFL and gets his leg snapped in week two.
It happens.
At 19 years old? No, there might be some of that in there to protect the NCAA and their money, but some of that is also to just protect the human body.
Could Jeremiah Smith play in the NFL right now?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
But he's one of one.
But you can't legislate that. It has to be all or none.
I see. This is where we're on the opposite side.
This is the legality of it all.
You say you think it's more punishing those that can.
Yes.
And I'm saying it's protecting those that can't. If that's not the best way to describe you and me as humans, I do not know what to tell you. That is the most spot on thing I've ever thought of when it comes to
you.
Not in a bad way, just how we look at things.
But particularly athletes, you either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
If you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you know what you do? You go play at Southern.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, no shot at Southern. We love Southern here.
My boss went to Southern.
Yeah, there you go. Our boss, collectively.
My boss.
No, our boss.
I claimed it.
But that's my point.
I've
and again,
known him longer.
I'm not taking like a strong stance on this because this is like something I firmly believe in.
Sure.
But I'm looking at this from a holistic legal scale in where college athletics are and everything, like basically everything the NCAA laid out was a sham.
Well, legally you could challenge it, but the NFL can still stick by their rule.
The NFL is a wholly different institution.
Right. They could stick by their rule.
But I'm talking about the eligibility and years and all of those things. If you're an enrolled student pursuing a degree, and
yeah, who came up with the number four? Why is
where did
four?
That number come from?
Fair question.
Why did because of the age?
Where did the red shirt come from? Well, we know what the red shirt came from, but yeah, why did four come? Probably age 22, considered more of an adult.
Sure, but it's like, but to my point, it's like, but why? And that's what the courts are for, to challenge that stuff. Yeah. And Pavia is a great example in his legal team. I hope they're able to just again double barrel the NCAA and be like, you made a rule that's not founded in anything. And I hope they get a judge who's like, yeah, no, guys. Hey, NCAA, the burden of proof is on you. Why does this exist? Because if you can't produce a good enough reason for this to exist, I'm going to allow it.
Let's take a break on this. Let's continue this conversation. I'll read some thoughts on the text line 503-864-6326. Also, the YouTube chat. Join us in on this. We'll keep this discussion up. I did not expect to go this route. I just wanted to have a fun conversation about Diego Pavia and playing seventh year. But, you know, Danny, I don't agree with you. But I'm interested in fleshing this out a little more.
There's a text on here. Yeah, no, there's a text on here that we have to get to.
I know which one you're talking about. We'll get to that next. But the kahuna over there, he's got sports for you.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing arguments coming up next. That'll send you on throughout your day, to call it a day for us. Always remember, Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat. I want to read some of these. The number four, this has been texted in by a couple people and mentioned on the YouTube as well. Four is the thought of how long it takes to finish college. So that makes more sense. I should have thought about it that way from the student academia world. That's just been a long time since I've actually thought about college athletes as student athletes.
I completely understand that. And totally. I get where that's coming from. But
to your argument there, the average time to finish college for kids these days is 5 years. And maybe that's the red shirt.
But not even just that. Why can't I pursue another degree?
Sure. There's the grad student transfer thing, majig.
PhD.
If you
just want to pursue another degree.
To one of the other points that was texted in or mentioned, engaged with, is there is no law preventing you from going to the NFL. It's the NFL's
rule. It's the NFL's rule, yes.
Yeah, and I meant to say that. I knew that. But I think the NFL does that to protect bodies at their age.
But to get back to the age thing, BYU probably has the oldest average age roster in college football every single year.
Yeah, because they go on the missionaries. Someone texted in Brandon Whedon. I teased Chris Wanky, and I totally forgot Chris Wanky went on a mission, and that's why he was...
Was it Wanky 27?
27 at Florida State when he won a natty.
Like, I think I've heard Suk say he had a guy on his team who was 29.
I believe
when he was in college.
The religious aspect does change things.
But that's my point. It already exists in this whole like clutching of pearls of like, well, there, nope. Is anybody clutching pearls over BYU? When BYU had a chance to win the Big 12 title last year, was anybody out there? But, well, BYU is older.
Nope. But I do, and I don't want to get into this because that's not what we do here at the station or what we do on this show. Some of that is a little bit of the religion. Like, people don't want to chastise BYU because it's chastising them as a religious institution. That their exception,
I don't think that would stop
their,
anybody.
I know, but their exception to the rule is godly based. And I think in America that tends to lean in that direction in a lot of places. Tends to let that go because it's a godly matter.
Even with that being said, you would still have the pearl clutchers up in arms about it because it's unfair. Those guys are older. They're, to your own point, I'm not giving you crap, but like they're 29 years old, Patrick.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the reason is.
27 at quarterback winning a natty.
If you're sitting here saying some 32-year-old guy, what is the difference between 29 and 32?
Healthier knees at 29? I follow.
It's already there. Mm-hmm. So this whole eligibility thing, if you're going, and again, where it gets dicey, I'll grant this on the other end of the spectrum. When you've got the fake North Carolina classes, like that's a different story.
And that's why I was kind of making the joke of like, it's been a long time since I've thought of them as student athletes.
But like, if you're going to school and you are actively pursuing a degree and you have the requisite number of credits that you are going for, why not? That's the argument that they're going to present.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Because you're going to highlight BYU. You're going to highlight Chris Wanky. You're going to highlight Brandon Whedon. When the age stuff comes up, the precedent is a mile long.
Yeah, I like this. I like this thought, too, that comes in. Where did you go? Where did you go? It's talking about WHL and how there's a law in the – there's the rule in the NFL if you're under 20 – they cannot play in the NHL minor leagues. They got to be on the junior roster or in a college in WHL. Maybe this goes further than just college football. You know, maybe this busts the door open across the board for amateur.
Yes.
Amateur guys. I mean, we know in football, it's going to semi-pro with unions and guaranteed wages and rights and stuff like that.
And that's what this is going to set the precedent for. If you're going to say it's 5 years, let's just land on five. Mm-hmm. Then everybody has to agree to it. But then you have the questions of age and all the other things, and then granting of waivers, and then it becomes rules for thee, not for me.
Right.
Like that's why I think this is going to get blown out of the water.
You also don't like the idea that obviously you hate the number to begin with, so you won't like this, but just to bring it up for some more context, mm-hmm. is once your clock starts, you can't pause your clock.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because and there are ways for injury playing time. You got like a red shirt and a gray shirt.
Hey, man, I'm not doing well right now. I need to step away.
My brain's not in a good spot. I just got to college. I miss my mom. I drink too much.
The Oregon tight end, McCormick. How many years did he play? 8? 9? Yeah. How many years did he end up playing?
I think it was about 8.
So why can't anybody else have 8?
I mean, injury exceptions.
But I mean, but that's the argument that's going to be presented, is why is it the injury that allows for it and not for S's and G's?
Right. Right. If yeah. When does mental health become a gray shirt?
You know what I mean?
Like, how many gray shirts can you have?
And if you put a limit on that, you know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to sue you over that and go, well, you know what? You don't know what world somebody's living in. Well, da, 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 da.
But you also create people that will take advantage of the situation. And now all of a sudden,
that is true. Now all of a sudden, every single rule.
Yeah.
Every single rule that has ever existed. And it's not just in college sports. There's, you want to talk about religion, interpretation of religion across the board, whether one sect or another's interpretation of law.
Right.
Biblical or otherwise, there's always some version of rule manipulation that benefits or hinders somebody else.
And as a baseball guy, I always, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Just don't get caught.
And that's kind of what I'm saying with this. And that's what I don't. I'm not sitting here. I know what position I've staked here. I am not campaigning for 29-year-olds to take over college football because they couldn't make it in the NFL.
Right. Right. I don't think you are. I don't think you are. I just think that's what it might turn into.
But if you, fine, for every Jaden Rashada and Nico Iamaliava that makes a stupid decision, there's 500 guys that benefit.
Yeah,
there's DeColdest. What was DeColdest's last name?
Crawford.
He's out there getting an AC deal. Mm-hmm. He's getting an air conditioning deal from a company in Nebraska because his name rules.
Hell yeah, brother.
And why can't he stay there? If he's not good enough for the NFL and he pursues his career and this AC company is going to keep paying him $150,000 a year and he can live that life, why not? And Nebraska wants to keep him. Why can't they?
USA. USA.
That's my point with all of this stuff. The NCAA has reigned as an overlord supreme for far too long.
It's coming to an end.
With no grounding in any reality.
No, it's all just been what we say goes. And it is going to come to an end for them. All right, we come back. We'll call it a day. Closing arguments are next.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Adios.
Nothing. Russ is like, I'm not going to let you get me today. Didn't chum the water appropriately.
God, I hate you guys.
He's like, I'm going to do it again. I go, good. He's just sitting down. He's not paying attention. He'll be scrambling.
My Liverpool Atletico Madrid game is 2-1.
I'm going to get treated like this. I go home to my wife.
If I want to be treated like S, I'd talk to my wife.
Screw you guys, I'm going home. Wait, yeah. No, that's where home is.
If I wanted to be made fun of all the time, I'd go hang out with my real friends.
Right, exactly.
I had to explain that to somebody the other day. They're like, do you always give people like an endless amount of hell? I'm like, no, not if I don't like you.
Yeah.
If I don't like you, I just ignore you.
Yeah, I kind of stay away from you if I don't like you.
Yeah. Like, that's just...
Sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.
There's a guy at a bar that I frequent that we've known each other. I used to be his neighbor. I didn't know that he lived there. We found out later. But I've probably known this guy for 8-10 years. Mm-hmm. We run across each other maybe once a month. I don't think we've spoken to each other in 4 years.
Just nothing.
Nothing. I refuse to acknowledge his presence as a human being.
I like that. I like that.
Well, I find him kind of a jerk, if I'm being honest.
There's a...
talks trash about people behind their back, and then some guy he works with is an old friend of mine, and he like
said
was
some sideways stuff.
Talking trash about him to me, and I was like, dude, you know I kind of don't like you. Why are you trashing one of my boys who you hang out with all the time? So I just decided one day, I'm never going to speak to you.
I'm good.
And it's been, yeah, probably 4 years.
There's like a Stickman like animated comic that I saw on social media. They're highlighting like guys' relationships. It's like the girlfriend or the wife is like, she walks in and, you know, she's like, do you guys ever say anything nice to each other? And like, no. They're like, and one of them, she's like, isn't it your birthday? And he's like, oh, yeah, it is my birthday. And the friend kind of goes, oh, well, happy birthday. She's like, what, you didn't know it was his birthday? He's like, I don't even know his last name. She's like, how long have you known him? He's like, oh, we've known him since kindergarten.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. I think they say, like, guys will pick friends when they're 8 years old, uh-huh. And that's it.
Yeah. And it's like, he's like, oh, I've known him since kindergarten. And he goes, she goes, you don't know what his birthday is? And he goes, no, but I know he'd drive me to and from the airport.
Yeah.
That matters infinitely more. Like, yeah. that guy brain is like, hey, you know.
I did once work at a place that was full of dudes like that, that just ripped on each other all the time. And I came home and I was bringing that home. So I was like throwing zingers at the kids, throwing zingers at the wife. And one day she's looking at me like, you're being a jerk.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's not fun.
I did that for 7.5 years.
And you're hanging and you're bringing it home from work. And I was like, oh no. Then I stopped working there.
Yeah. And then that's what I do here.
I know.
You bringing it home now?
Jeff and I are abused every day.
You are.
No, it's great. You actually set me up to be a giant failure. So when I go home, I'm just like quiet and take the abuse and don't fight back.
We just got battered radio syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. My wife's like, wow, you never argue with me anymore. And it's like, I know, babe, because you're always right.
It's easier that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, can you go do this? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Funny enough, my wife is like, I love Danny. He's great.
She's like, I wish I could do that to you all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just yell at you.
Fortunately, my wife doesn't yell at me.
You know what?
Not a whole lot of reason to.
I need to get with old preschool and be like, hey, what are some pressure buttons I can really push?
Oh, now I'm trying to think, what would her answer be?
That way, the things she wants to do or she wants to say, she's like, that's too mean.
I'll tell Danny. He'll do it.
I'll do it. You want to see his reaction? You can see it live on YouTube. YouTube.com/105onthefan. Now I can see the existential dread across your face. Like, ah, sure, oh, crap.
Yep, sure am. Sure am. Some of my wife's students' parents will listen to this show. I want you to know she's a wonderful educator. It's fantastic. Your kids are in wonderful hands.
Yeah, she's outsourcing her hatred.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep, yep.
That's when you've really reached it. You're like, I don't even have to do it. I have somebody who does it for me.
I do love my wife. She is quite wonderful. Can we go yet? I'm not hearing any music, Russ. Where's the music?
I'm watching the clock.
Oh god, the YouTube. Oh god.
What?
Oh, god.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Definitely don't read that out.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely don't read that out.
not even if I don't even know what that is.
Oh god.
Well,
but I don't even know what that is.
Go for it. Go for
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to say it. Now I'm terrified. Is there a filter on the YouTube?
Let's see.
Can we get in trouble for things people say?
It's the opposite of dominant.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, like being a bottom. I got it.
You definitely got a cat suit at home.
Meow. Why we got to poop on cat people?
Meow. They don't call it a latex dog suit.
They call it a latex cat suit?
Yes.
Oh. Like Catwoman? Like Michelle Pfeiffer?
Exactly.
That's hot.
I see nothing wrong here.
You get all lathered up and get stuffed into a latex cat suit.
Okay, now I think we're leaning on it. Now I think we're leaning on it. Can I go home?
Almost.
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 Just going to sit here quietly and let the clock run out.
Almost.
Sit here quietly and let the clock roll
30
out.
Seconds.
We got a good show for you tomorrow. Why coaching is more than just X's and O's. How to fix the Dolphins. Baxter Holmes has arrived. Carson Beck. Amazon. That's Danny. That's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick. Go do something I do.
Bye. Meow.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.